Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
I could look outside my window every day. que de sol não é quem é mesmo, é não sou. Não tá, ninguém está quando quer. Coitado do homem que cai no canto de ossenha traidor. Coitado do homem que vai atrás de mandinga de amor. Vai, 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 não vou, vai, 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 não vou, vai, 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 não vou, vai, 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 não vou, que eu não sou ninguém de ir em conversa de esquecer.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Shukri Wright here at the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Memphis. Starting up in about 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere. And a pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show at a special time. We're supposed to start at 9 a.m., but nonetheless, I'm here. Back and better than ever here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making the show part of your Tuesday morning as I'm here with you for an hour. I'm here with you until 10 o'clock, well, technically more like 45 minutes, but you get the deal. I'm here with you to talk about sports and basically whatever else is on my mind, and I got a lot of it this morning. So we're going to try to jam-pack as much as I possibly can between now and 10 a.m., so we're going to open up the phone lines right away. The phone lines are open. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Starting off with the Boston Celtics. Congratulations. They're back in the Eastern Conference Finals again. And it's against a familiar foe, the Miami Heat. We all remember that memorable Eastern Conference Finals a year ago. Went seven games, full distance. Celtics prevailing in that game seven. Jimmy Butler missing that final shot that would have won the game in the series for the Miami Heat. Celtics advanced to the NBA Finals. We all remember how that ended. In 2023, Celtics find themselves back in familiar position where they are back in the Eastern Conference Finals. But before we even talk about Game 1, which we will. We'll talk about Game 1 and my thoughts on it going into the series tomorrow on the regularly scheduled Shukri Wright Show, which is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on 91.5 FM WMFO. I want to talk about Jason Tatum because Jason Tatum's 51-point performance on Sunday truly was the stuff of legends. And I got some thoughts on it and also add context and perspective as to what we witnessed from Jason Tatum. What we saw on Sunday was a moment that I believe all Celtics fans can agree on. It was a moment that we've been waiting for Jason Tatum. We've been waiting for Jason Tatum to have his, oh yeah, that game was the game that he was an absolute beast. He was an animal. He was an assassin. He was like, I want to put my foot on your throat and not give you a chance to breathe. That was Jason Tatum on Sunday. Because for a few years now, Celtics fans, by and large part, would agree and say that, oh, Jason Tatum, he's one of the best players in the NBA. And not to be outdone, Jaylen Brown, who made second team All-NBA as well. But with Jason Tatum, you really haven't had that moment where you say, you know what? He really finally came through in the biggest moment of them all. Game six was a complete mess. It was completely unwatchable at times. Jason Tatum was basically invisible. And then that final 4.5 minutes of game six, he found his groove. He scored those 16 points. But something did happen where after the game, Jason Tatum basically told a reporter that, humbly, I am one of the best players in the world. So Game 7, TD Garden, Sunday, full house, to no surprise, Jason Tatum came onto the court and said, this is my game. And there was a moment during that 28-3 run that Jason Tatum basically yelled from the middle of the parquet at TD Garden saying, this is my bleep. Just pull up the video on social media if you haven't seen it already. It was beautiful. I loved it. And you want to know why I loved it so much? because all superstars in any sport, you need to have that moment where you're like, I am him. That was Jason Tatum on Sunday. So miss me with the nonsense of, oh, he needs to be more humble. Like, miss me with that bull crap. Jason Tatum, we've all been waiting for Jason Tatum to have a signature moment or a signature game. 51 points in game 7 is nothing to be sneezed at all. If anything else, it is to be celebrated. It is to be cherished. It is to be admired. Why? Here's two reasons why. Number one, Jason Tatum played like complete horse crap in game 6 up until late in the fourth quarter. And for anyone who was having a bad of a game that Jason Tatum was having, and even the offensive struggles that he had during at times during the second round against the Sixers, I don't think anybody could have blamed him, but surely they would have completely blasted him for completely quitting. But as Tatum said, his teammates kept encouraging him to keep going. The shots will fall through. Number two, why was it so important? Because Jason Tatum, for his psyche, for his own good, and for the Celtics' own good, he needed to erupt. He absolutely needed a game where you can look back at it and say, you know what, I've done this before. I've taken over games before. I'm going to do it again and again and again. You think about the legends of basketball, right? LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. They all had their first games where they were like, yeah, I am him. And what that does to a psyche of an NBA superstar is it gives them the confidence and the mojo that will never go away for the remainder of their career, saying, I can lead my team to a big win in a big spot, and there's nothing more bigger than a game 7, especially against a longtime rival like the Philadelphia Sixers, whom you've historically have owned and have dominated. Come on. What more can you possibly ask for? So for Jason Tatum, this is the kind of moment that you can build on, that you can say, you've done it before. Now let's see you do it again. And I'm going to expect him to do something like that again during this Eastern Conference Finals against Miami. Why? Because we've seen it now. There's no more doubts as to whether Jason Tatum could deliver in big games. There's no question or doubt or whether if he could put on a masterpiece like he did on Sunday. There's no more questions of that anymore. It's been done. It can't happen again. But will it happen again? That remains to be seen. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals is tomorrow night, 8:30 at TD Garden. So if you got thoughts on Jason Tatum's performance, feel free to call in. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. As we're going to go to a music break, because coming up next, Fool Me Once, Shame on You. Fool Me Twice, Shame on Me. Have we really learned anything? I don't think we did. I'm going to tell you exactly who and what I'm talking about coming up next. On the other side of this break, this is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
It was a normal day.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him. Inside and outside, blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
I'm blue, I've a need, I've a died.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Dust Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. And also want to give a shout out to those watching this segment live on my Twitter broadcast live at Shukri Wright. So salute to you. Good morning. Hope all of you are having a great start to your day so far. I certainly am. And I tell you, someone who probably isn't, unfortunately, and that is Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, it's been about roughly 48 hours since the story was first broke on Twitter in regards to Ja Morant and him being suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies for basically flashing a gun on what turned out to be, I think, one of his friends' Instagram live. And I did see the clip. And I figured that this morning, you know, despite the fact that obviously I talk Boston sports on this radio show and so forth, this morning, this had to be discussed. This had to be talked about in some shape and form. And the thing that bothers me the most, and I had an opportunity to talk about it nationally last night. My good friend Anthony Pepe, who interviewed me on his show on Sports Map Radio, and I talked about this. And I want to talk about this very specific point that I'm about to get into now. And that is, my problem isn't with Ja Morant on social media. I don't have a problem with Ja Morant being on social media at all. Because social media can do you a lot of good if you use it in the right way. You could use it for a lot of positive things, for a lot of, you know, positive ventures that you want to get yourself into. Myself included, and I'm going to throw myself into this particular example. I am one of the biggest beneficiaries of social media there is out there, probably like here in New England, in terms of how it has elevated my career, it has opened doors for me, and it will continue to open doors for me in terms of media, in terms of radio, in terms of television included, given that I was interviewed on national television just a week ago. But one of the pitfalls of social media is when you're not careful with your choices and what you do and what you choose to broadcast, it has consequences. It has major consequences. And this is not the first time, and this is part of the reason why I am angry. I'm not angry just solely at Ja Morant. I'm angry with the people who defended him like they were defending their mama the first time that this happened 2.5 months ago. What blew my mind then is that people were so fast to say, let him live his life. Yeah, some people that were saying it's his Second Amendment right. There's nothing wrong with having a gun. I mean, I'm amazed like how some people really don't listen to themselves when they talk. Like, this isn't about Second Amendment rights. This isn't about him not being able to do what he wants to do. What it is about is, what kind of an example are you setting for yourself and as well as those that look up to you? And then, to top it all off, you are an employee of the NBA. That is a fact. The NBA is not a public company. It's a private company. It is a business. People forget that. Just like the NFL, it's a private business. No one's going to tell Roger Goodell or any of the 32 owners how to run their own business. No one's going to tell, like, Rob Manfred on how he should run Major League Baseball. They're all private entities, the NBA included. And when you go and you are working for a private company, like the NBA, you have rules. Yes, this didn't take place at a facility, at the team facility. No, that's not the point. When you are employed by a private entity, there are rules and stipulations as to what you can do, what you can't do, what you can post on social media, what you can't post on social media. And Ja Morant did not learn his lesson. So the whole thing of, I got to make better decisions, I got to do better, I got to do all of that, you know, coming across as contrite in his initial apology the first time, it now goes completely wayside. It does, because action speaks louder than words. And the truth is, your actions told me, and it became very abundantly clear, you don't give a damn. You want to do what you want to do, and you want to be, you want to be a thug. Why? I don't know. I don't know, and I'm not here to get into that. But what does concern me is this. The people who are defending him the first time, now that he's back in the same situation, just a little more than 2 months later, let me ask you this question. Because Ja Morant was suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies from all team activities, correct? Right. That's not even including what the NBA will do next. That's not including the NBA. This is not an NBA suspension. That's a team suspension. What Adam Silver is about to do next, I guarantee you with my heart, will be far worse than what the Memphis Grizzlies came down with. It will be far worse than the first suspension that he received from Adam Silver after meeting with Adam Silver, Ja Morant did just 2+ months ago. Because this is not something to be taken lightly. This is not something the NBA can afford to take lightly. Let me pose you this question. And I mean this in all honesty. The people who were defending him the first time, if he loses money from his shoe endorsement deals or any other endorsement deal that he has that's outside of his basketball contract, are you going to put money in his pockets? Are you going to still maintain that he has the lifestyle, the life that he has, being a wealthy man, because he is a wealthy man? See, we have to hold ourselves accountable when it comes to being able to make sure that we are making the right decisions and surrounding ourselves with the right people. And that's the other part of the point that I want to get into during this segment, because sometimes as people, we tend to really underestimate the importance of having the right people in your life that's going to tell you that you are effing up, and people that are going to tell you that, you know what, man, I'm proud of you. But you know what, bro? You're wrong on this. You know, I don't think I am in position to judge Ja Morant as a person. But what I can do is give you an opinion based on what I've seen. The people that he seemed to be in these videos with, they're not looking out for his best interest. Because let me tell you something. A true friend is going to tell you when you're wrong. A true friend is going to tell you exactly when you're effing up. A true friend is going to tell you that, hey, I don't think you should be doing this. I don't think this is a good idea. Because if there's one thing that I do know that is a fact, is that your friends or your loved ones can either be your biggest blessings or your biggest downfall when you finally get to where you want to be your whole life. It's all about who you are surrounding yourself with. If you're not careful, the very people that'll say, oh, I know so-and-so who aren't really your friends or the ones that will end up bringing you down, and they won't even care enough to even bring you back up. And that, for Ja Morant, is what I'm worried about. Because this second suspension that's coming from the NBA, which is guaranteed, that's not a personal opinion or a hot take, it's coming. It's a matter of when, not if. Where are those same people going to be now? Because I'm not saying that Ja Morant's career is over. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Ja Morant did himself absolutely no favors at all. Absolutely no favors at all in this situation. Because again, this wasn't an accident. This was deliberate. This was deliberate. This was a deliberate choice that he made. And yet again, he has to pay the consequences. And here we are. Phone lines are open. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I figure, as I was, you know, preparing to do the show, that I touch on this for a variety of reasons. Because as much as we like to talk about sports in this show, it's even more important to talk about life. Because this is life we're talking about. Where sports and life, you know, intertwine, this is where some of the best radio content can be made. Some of the best discussions on air can be had. This is one of them. Ja Morant, NBA superstar, top 3-4 player in the NBA right now, no questions asked, making major mistakes. And it's not even a mistake. Let's call it for what it is. Making bad choice after bad choice after bad choice. Ones that could potentially impact his NBA career. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it. So, with that being said, hope all of you are having a pleasant Tuesday morning, because there's a lot to get into. And there's one more segment that I have left before I wrap up the show at 10 a.m. So, with that being said, figured that now would be a good time to go to break. Coming up next, I'm seeing this one particular idea or a story or just this rumor that's going around that is really getting at me. It's bothering me to a point where we got to talk about it. And it's stuff that I'm seeing on social media and even on the Boston Sports Talk, on Talk Waves and so forth. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think that is. Coming up next here with the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wondering what to do with yourself on Saturday, June 3rd? Well, why not tune into Live Music Day here on WMFO in Medford? We're going to be hosting live local Boston area musicians for a full 6 hours from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Who are you going to hear? Well, performing live in our studios A&D will be Adam Sherman with Lauren Parks, Alan Williams and Crow Follow, as well as Gary Mondello and Vicky Porter, Girl with a Hawk and Glowbox. You'll also hear Hummingbird Syndicate, Little Billy Lost, Mike Barry, Mike McKee, and Randy Black. And finally, live from WMFO Studio D, the Thigh Scrapers. So tune into WMFO on Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. for a full 6 hours of live local music broadcasting over our 91.5 FM airwaves and streaming from the WMFO.org website.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
wanted.
Oh, I love you, Ken.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. So I got about just roughly 10 minutes left in this show. It's going to be a combination of the final segment of the program and what I usually would do, final thoughts as well, because there is a topic that has been brought up a lot in the last couple of days that has really got it underneath my skin. And I figure that now would probably be a really good time to talk about it. And I kind of teased it at the end of the last segment in which that, I got to admit, I gave it some serious thought this morning. And I wasn't initially so sure whether if I was going to, you know, like talk about it in full. But I figure now would be a good time because I see some of the most laziest narratives being thrown out there when it comes to the Boston Bruins and their decision to move on from Bruce Cassidy, who is coaching the Las Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals that start on Friday night. Like, I've seen and I've heard a lot of the opinions that are out there, and it's gotten underneath my draw because for the life of me, why is this question being even asked now? Why? Because I feel as if that this is something that is just so easy to ask now because the Bruins blew a 3-1 series lead against the Florida Panthers, who also, by the way, are playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. Are we asking the same question if the Bruins don't blow a 3-1 series lead, they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs and are playing in the Eastern Conference Finals? Are we actually having the same conversation right now? No. But the only reason why we're having this conversation or even bringing up this particular this particular idea is because Jim Montgomery overthought it. Jim Montgomery played with the Lions too much. He did this. He did that. We've heard all of the blame and the finger pointing following the Bruins' Game 7 collapse. We saw it and we heard it. But here we are. Let's see. It's been a little bit more than 2 weeks later. And 2 weeks later, the Vegas Golden Knights are about to play for a chance to go play the Stanley Cup Finals for the second time in their franchise history under Bruce Cassidy, who, by the way, was here just a year ago, coming off a disappointing seven-game series loss to the Carolina Hurricanes. But it's funny to me how people are saying, well, maybe it was the wrong decision to let him go. But I'm like, no. To be frank with you, it needed to happen. And I say this because I actually really like Bruce Cassidy a lot. There was nothing wrong with him in regards to him being the coach of the Boston Bruins. But I've said this before, and I've said this before on this show. Every coach in every pro sport, and even college sports, they all have a shelf life. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, that's on you. But that is a fact. Baseball, every manager's got a shelf life. The NBA, every great head coach has had a shelf life. Hell, even Phil Jackson, with his 11 NBA championship rings as head coach, had a shelf life. Bruce Cassidy, yes, I think of him as a pretty damn good coach. Borderline great. Even he had a shelf life. Let me ask you this question, Bruin fans. If Bruce Cassidy is still head coach right now, and let's say the Bruins, they still had the season that they had, 65 wins, 135 points. If they still had all of those records that they set during the regular season that are now NHL records, do you think Krejci comes back? Do you think Pasternak signs a long-term deal to stay here? Do you think Bergeron comes back at the end of last season's first round exit? To be honest with you, I don't think so. I really don't. Oh, by the way, here's another one for you. If Bruce Cassidy's still head coach right now, do you think Jake DeBrusk rescinds his trade request that was also on the table last season? No? So, the idea that people are even asking this question really is asinine. It's moronic. It's moronic because we're reacting to what we saw was a historic collapse, point blank. And the guy that you let go, he's doing better for himself elsewhere. Don't be the bitter ex who sees their ex doing better and greater in a new relationship. Don't be that guy. Don't be that woman. Don't be that person. Because that's what it screams right now. We know that, obviously, Cassidy's message ran amok in the Bruins locker room. We know what we know now, nearly a year later, because it was June 6th last year that the news broke during the NBA Finals that Cassidy was being relieved as head coach of the Boston Bruins. But don't be jealous. Don't be annoyed and start asking questions or second-guessing the decision by Don Sweeney and Cam Neely to move on from Cassidy as head coach, because it was the right decision. Because a number of things would not have happened this season if Cassidy would have remained as head coach. And oh, by the way, I will even go on record to say the following. I don't think the Bruins blow a 3-1 series lead if Cassidy was still head coach. But it doesn't change the fact that this is even a conversation to begin with. Why? It's to make conversation, it's to create drama, it's to create controversy, because this city lives off controversy and drama. That is a fact about Boston sports, about the Boston sports landscape. This is what they thrive on. This is what drives this city to a tipping point. But here we are. On May 16th, the Golden Knights are about to play in the Western Conference Finals while the Boston Bruins are golfing somewhere in Cabo. That has nothing to do with Bruce Cassidy remaining as head coach or not. This has everything to do with the players. They wanted a new head coach. They got exactly what they wanted. They had the season that they had. And I said this. I said this at the end of the regular season. And I said it right at the beginning of the playoffs. Don't F it up by losing and not winning the Stanley Cup, because that was the only acceptable outcome for this Boston Bruins team. Win the Cup, and they didn't win the Cup. They didn't even hold on to a 3-1 series lead. But here we are. Here we are. May 16th, Bruins are not playing again until October. Meaningful games, that is. Training camp will start on September 20th. It is what it is. So with that being said, it's amazing how sports works in this city. It really is. It really is. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up here on the Sugar Ray Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'm back with you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Music you might otherwise miss is coming up next. So that's going to be pretty good. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. And try not to go crazy too much. I know we got one more day until Game 1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Heat, Celtics. We'll talk about it tomorrow here in the Sugar Ray Show. 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Take it easy. And peace.